When ingested, the PFAS group of chemicals can lead to higher risks of certain diseases and cancer in humans. Evers wants to spend $10 million a year to help communities, like Rhinelander, who have had their water contaminated by PFAS. It's part of the state budget the governor proposed earlier this month. Sarah Peterson, the science director for Wisconsin's Green Fire, was happy to see the plan.
So we were really pleased to see the level of support and investment into the monitoring, the testing, remediation of PFAS, kind of all of the important buckets that we need to be considering when we're talking about PFAS contamination.
The proposal also calls for money to test public water systems all across the state. Dozens of water sources have been found with elevated levels of PFAS, but those tests have been voluntary. No communities are required to test for PFAS, like is the requirement in Michigan. In fact, a WXPR investigation last year found Rhinelander has the only Northwoods system that has ever been tested for PFAS. The rest simply don't know if there's contamination. Peterson thinks more testing is a step in the right direction.
Being able to test as much as we can and making that test information publicly available, kind of like what Michigan has done, it would be a really fantastic step for Wisconsin.
Evers' plan adds 11 DNR staff members to work on PFAS issues, including implementing an enforceable limit for PFAS in water. Rhinelander has yet to conclusively identify the source of PFAS contamination in its city wells. Ben Meyer, WXPR News.